Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Let's get after it. It's the Every Day Saturday podcast. Hey, before we go any further, can you do me a favor? Rate and subscribe to the Every Day Saturday podcast on iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. By the way, you can also catch the show on Spotify, Google Play, the TuneIn app, all everywhere records are sold. I just have always wanted to say everywhere records are sold because I grew up with that. Everywhere. Podcaster listens to. Hey, do me a favor. Just rate and subscribe to the Everyday Saturday show. It would mean a lot. And every time there's a new show, you'll be notified with the ping notification. I'm watching a man right now picking up garbage. No kidding. I'm in my car. Where I do a lot of my podcast, I know it sounds like I'm in a million-dollar studio, but I'm actually in the Everyday is Saturday mobile, and I drive around, and I try to get inspired, and I'm never, ever let down. I always get inspiration by going for a drive, and I don't get a lot of inspiration from social media. Like, I don't look at other people's pages. I never leave a comment on other people, unless it's, like, a really great thought leader, or a real thoughtful, inspired, not Trump. Hillary, politics. We're going to get the house back. Blue wave, red wave. Yeah, not so much. I go and I look for inspiration, which, wait for it, is right in front of your nose every day. If you just set that 7-inch smartphone screen down and go out and meet some people, you'll be inspired too. So there's a gentleman collecting garbage right now in a grocery store parking lot, pretty much on the side of the road. And he looks older. I don't want to say how old, but I'm guessing probably in his mid-60s. So he's in his mid-60s, and he literally is using the stick you pick up garbage with as a cane to pick up all this trash. And he can barely walk. And my heart breaks for this guy. You know, it's a decision. And this is going to sound harsh to some, and for others, you're going to get it. But this gentleman is where he's at because of a series of decisions that he made. Now, that is not judgment, okay? So I'm not saying he's a bad person. Oh, what a loser because he's picking up garbage. Look, my mom hitchhiked every day to work. Well, not every day. When our car broke down, which felt like every day, in Bradford, PA, when it was 20 below zero in the wintertime. So I get it, man. I never forget where I come from. By the way, I literally just posted a new post on Instagram. You can follow me at Every Day is Saturday. That's titled, Stay Humble. Now, I'm humble because I remember where I came from, 9 Elm Street, Bradford, Pennsylvania. And through a series of decisions, I ended up in Cincinnati, Ohio at the age of 50 with a podcast that's been on iTunes for the last 12 to 13 years. You know, that's because a series of decisions. I want to share with you a lot of those decisions that were instrumental in my life. And I'm not saying I got it all figured out. I'm just saying, hey, these are decisions. I made some really bad decisions. Really, I mean, really really bad decisions, financially, relationship-wise, educationally speaking. Arrogance, pride, ego always got in the way, as it always does, especially with guys. But I'm looking at this gentleman picking up trash, and then I see another, there's a lady walking out, getting into her Range Rover, looks uber successful, probably a corporate lady, I'm guessing in her early 40s. I'm literally looking at this as it's going down here, and walking by the gentleman picking up the garbage. And I wonder what the difference between the two is. I have no idea what the difference is. I'm just using those as examples in life of the decisions that we made. Maybe this gentleman collecting garbage grew up in poverty. Maybe he's fourth, fifth, sixth generation poverty, which, by the way, generational poverty is a real thing. We model our parents. We take all of the things that they said to us, all of those seeds that were sown. If you grew up and all you ever heard from your parents was, we can't afford that, we can't buy that, who do you think you are, you can't do that, you got to go to school, get an education, take out student loans, get a job, You'll be lucky if you get a job. Settle for anything. You know, all of that stuff, okay? Or you may have been raised the opposite. Hey, honey, you can do whatever you want in this life. Do not settle. Never settle. And just look at everything as an experience. And look what the message is in all of this. I talked about that on yesterday's show. What's the message? You know, when something bad happens to you, what's the message? When something good happens, what's the message? The instant message is gratitude, but what else is there to learn from that? So how we were brought up, man, that is everything. Everything. Like, I never heard one time I love you ever from a parent. I only had one of them, you know, my mom. And God love her. She just couldn't bring herself to say those words, and I don't harbor any ill will. I'm just spitting what's real, man. I'm just trying to tell you what I didn't hear growing up, what I did hear a lot, you know? What did you hear growing up? What were the seeds that were sown into you? Were you raised in a... Well, every family's dysfunctional, by the way. So if you're saying, well, Sam, my family, you know, we weren't exactly normal. No family is. All right. Show me a family that's not dysfunctional, and I'll show you a family that's not being truthful. Okay. So what level of dysfunction was going on in your family? Was there alcoholism? Was there abuse? Was there all of that other negative stuff? Was there poverty? Were you living in, you know, Section 8 housing? Were you on food stamps? A lot of that has to do with how your mind is framed early on. Or did you grow up in the country club lifestyle, which, you know, everything given to you, you had a car when you were 16, your college was paid for. I would not want that life. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to the show that probably grew up like that, because we have a lot of wealthy people that listen to this show that just simply are not fulfilled right now. And one of the reasons that you might not be fulfilled is because you never really had to earn it growing up as a kid. And I was listening to a great podcast by a guy, Ed Milet. He's a $400 million man, and he just came out of the nowhere, literally in the last year, and started, you know, his website. It's Ed Milet. He's worth $400 million. Nobody ever heard of the guy, and now he's got all these millions of views online and millions of downloads of his podcast, and he's got $400 million bucks. And he just made his kid buy his own golf clubs. He's playing with a rented set from, like, you know, Play It Again Sports, because he bought him a set for his birthday. He said, well, I don't really like these. Yeah, that's great. Go buy your own. And they got to work. Like, his kids have to work. I think he's got a son and a daughter, teenage years. They got to work for everything. 400 million smacks, okay? And the guy's making his kids work, which I totally love. My daughter Madeline's 18. Well, she's going to be 18 in March. She works at Walgreens right now. She worked at Panera Bread last year. I got a 14-year-old that's been applying at every McDonald's here in Cincinnati in the suburbs, because at 14, you're allowed to work at McDonald's. My kids are going to work, because I don't want them ever to forget where they come from. You know, and then you fast forward when you turn into your 20s, you make decisions. You know, you graduate high school. Big decision. Do you go to college or not? That's a big decision. You go to college, you meet people, you network, you might have friends and relations for the rest of your life, connections that can help you depending on what college you go to and how connected you are. Then you go into the workforce. We all go into the workforce. You know, it's funny, at age 50, I'm saying everybody should be an entrepreneur. Well, you know what? Everyone should have a job. You know, my first job at 13 years old, I had a paper out delivering the Olean Times Herald in Bradford, Pennsylvania. All right, Olean, New York, was about 15 miles away, and I would deliver their newspaper throughout the town of Bradford. When I was 13, I bought a moped, baby, a Suzuki FA50, the yellow moped. When I was 13 years old, my mom damn near had a stroke, because we couldn't even afford gas for the car we had, and here's her son riding around in a $500 moped. I bought it with my paper out money. So, yeah, kind of an early age, I was a little bit of a maverick then, too. But it made me appreciate what I could do with money. You know, I could buy a moped. Holy cow, are you kidding me? I got a nicer vehicle than my mom does, and I'm 13 years old. I think she's a little jealous. But anyway, you go off to college, and you get a job. Everybody should have a job, and then I think everybody should quit a job, and I think everybody should launch a movement. That's the cycle I would love to see everyone do. Get a job. Get all those skills. Learn what it's like to work in a team environment. Learn what it's like to be a part of something big and how you got to all work together, the components. Learn what it's like to take orders and get a feel for how uncomfortable that can be when you're taking, because you don't get to pick your parents and you don't get to pick your boss, okay? And sometimes we get good ones and sometimes we get not so good ones, and there's nothing you can do about it, all right? So I think it's important we all, by the way, the guy picking up the trash hasn't moved. He's literally standing against a stick. He's still picking up trash, but he has not moved since I started this podcast 9 minutes ago. He can't move. He's literally barely walking. I feel horrible, man. Look, watching this guy. Holy cow. He's got a boss, so you can't pick your boss. You can't pick your parents. I think everybody should get a job, and I think everybody should quit that job when you're ready to launch your movement. And there's no – I don't think there's anything in between. Even if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're pulling down $200 million bucks a year. Yes, those are clients as well. I haven't had anybody making $100 million yet in 1 year for coaching, but I have had people in the tens of millions of dollars bring me on board. And the I'm telling you, the reason they bring me on board, like, Sam, I'm jealous. Like, really? Well, no. First of all, no need to be jealous of anybody. We all create our own environment. Based on what? Based on decisions. What are you jealous of? Well, man, you seem so happy. You're happily married, 20 years. You got four healthy children now with Susan. And you really don't seem like you got any pretense at all. Like, you know, the same guy I'd see at the grocery store. There's your podcast. I want what you got, man. I want fulfillment. I want significance. I just want inner peace. That's what I want. So that's cool. Happy to share with you what an average day looks like in my life. It is uneventful, you know. Here's what I do. I start each day with this podcast. I put a social media post out there. I line up my coaching calls, which are already set from the previous day, 2 days, a week before, whatever that looks like. I brainstorm. I mastermind with my clients. And then I get out there and I put myself out there some more. And now I'm really putting myself out there, Instagram, Facebook, all over, because I really want to share what I feel is this blessing that's been bestowed upon my life. I'm not out there saying I know anything. I'm not out there saying I know everything. I'm out there with my little nook and cranny, my sliver of the internet, saying, hey, did you know every day can be Saturday? Did you even give yourself time to think about that right there? Did you know Saturday's a mindset? It's not a circumstance. That it begins with those 6 inches between your ears. Do you realize that? Because once you own that part of it, creating a web page or a landing page or a sales funnel, yes, people hire me to do that as well, and our team, which we're really super good at, because why? We're authentic. You know, we have great coaching calls. Me, the project manager, the client, we laugh more than we even get involved in the message. Like, we laugh. We have a great time. And I think that's what separates the experience with someone like myself with somebody who takes himself really serious. Because I don't forget where I come from. 9 Elm Street, Bradford, PA, baby. That's where I come from. I'll never forget that. The decisions then I made into my 30s. When I was 37 years old, I quit my job. And then I lost everything and I went back for 18 months, had a big old slice of humble pie, went from making 110 grand to making 39 grand. That's when I launched Every Day is Saturday. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Who the hell would launch a brand called Every Day is Saturday while they were bankrupt sitting in a cubicle? Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. Once you get that, I know it's tough to get. It's not normal. What? It's abnormal, right? It's above normal. Start thinking differently and just look back at the decisions that you've made over the years and how they have set you up for where you are right now. And I believe no matter where you are right now, whether you got 5 cents in your pocket or $5 million in a savings account, I believe that you are set up for your best. And I do mean this. I do. I really do. This isn't clear. I believe for your best year ever. But you got to understand where you are. You're that even this parking lot attendant right now, this gentleman who's still trying to bend over and pick up garbage in the parking lot, I believe he can change his life starting today when somebody gets near him and says, do you know you can change right now? Now, he may not. I mean, he's so far down the road right now in life, he may already have these beliefs and these demons inside that are got a hold of him saying, he can't. This is all. But you know he can. You know as well as I do, anybody, including yourself, can make a decision right now and change the rest of your life, literally the trajectory of your life. How do I know? I've done it. And I've seen other people do it. I've seen my own clients do it. You're going to hear from a client of mine, Katie Maggio. I hope she's listening. I'm going to give her a shout out. Katie literally has transformed her life in the last 12 months. We started working together last summer. I cannot wait to get her on the show. I believe we got the interview set for tomorrow morning, tentatively. Kate, I'm telling you, man, wait till you hear her story. I love what she's doing. And I'm going to start bringing more and more of my coaching clients on here so you can hear directly from them. Not me, just hear from them the decisions that they've made to launch their movement and what it's done for their lives. I'm telling you, man. And very few of them, I don't think any of them are going to even talk about money because we don't care about money inside the Everyday Saturday community. We don't measure, hey, can you hang with us? You got a picture of a Learjet? Where's the Lambo, dude? Hey, how many women you got on your arm? Hey, ladies, how thin's that waist? How's it? We don't get caught up in that utter bull. It's a family show. Crap, okay? Everything I just mentioned, how you look, the money you have, none of that matters. You know what matters? We want the passion inside. We want to know the makeup of you. We want to know what you're made of, the decisions you've made to bear with, because we respect everyone who's got the guts to go for their dream. Everybody. And if you haven't got there yet, we're going to keep working on you, baby. We're going to keep working on you because someday, and I mean someday very soon, you are going to realize success. But don't ever forget where you come from. That's the beauty of it. Even if you come from absolute squalor, that's great. You go back to that town and you sow some seeds in there and you lift some people up. Or especially where you are locally, you sow some seeds and you lift some people up. That's the real secret sauce. It's not about how many toys you can collect. It's about the memories that you make. Ooh, we're fired up on a Tuesday. All right, now, you got your marching orders. Get out there. Be humble. Never forget where you come from. Make today amazing. Get the mindset. Just get the mindset and make some better decisions that are going to change the trajectory of your life. And make sure we're connected. SamCrowleyCoaching.com. SamCrowleyCoaching.com. If we're not working together, we need to be. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.